Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show with my co-host, Mr. Professor Terry Benjamin, the sexy at 60 guru. All right, Terry.
You know it.
Listen, this is more important now for some reason than it did seem last week. That we have this healthy aging. I mean, come on, hello. It's one thing to have, you know, all these wonderful things, but wow, we have some healthy aging here. So we thank God for your message, and you're coming on here this morning, and you're going to be talking about a topic that is so, so important. I hope that people really listen to this broadcast. So I'm going to move out your way because we don't have a whole lot of time. But this is so, so serious. I mean, you know, thank God for, you know, the life that Ms. Whitney Houston lives. We always want to celebrate, you know, life if it's one, you know, 100 years or a day, you know. And but for those of us who are still here.
Yeah.
We need to be taking care of our bodies. And anyway, so welcome, welcome, welcome back. Another Tuesday. We thank God. I mean, nothing but each day is just so precious, even more precious, you know. But anyway, so I thank you for tuning in to the show. Those of you who will listen in to the archives later, welcome to the show. If you'd ever like to make a comment, you can always do so right here on our Blog Talk Radio page. You can go to Professor Terry Benjamin's page and make comments. He's on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. You can make comments there. We want to hear from you. You want to call into the show, 347 945-7991. And with Terry, Professor Terry Ben, here every Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock a.m. And his overall theme, talking about lifelong learning and healthy aging, and then his latest project, Sexy at 60. And then he has a different topic each week. So lots of content, lots of good information, very informative. And I, you know what, you know, Terry, I know sometimes, you know, we may not be in the limelight, okay? And, but boy, sometimes I wish we could get to those stars.
Wow.
Because sometimes our messages are so important to them. And I know they have important people around them, and they may have the Oprah Winfrey types around them and all of that.
Yeah.
They have the big names around them. But sometimes, you know, God wants to speak to you in a still, small voice. And, you know, I just pray that, you know, our message gets to those people like your Jay-Z's and your Beyonce and others that really are in trouble, and they can never admit it to anyone. But I'm turning it over to you for real this time.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. And really, I thank God for another day, because with another day is another opportunity to really reach our goals and fulfill our destiny. It's so fun. I want to thank you really so much, because a long time ago, many, many years ago, you had Dr. Dennis Kimbrough come to Essex County College. And I actually taped his speech that day, and I still play it. I still have it on an old cassette that I go to every often. And it's so funny, this morning I'm talking about change. I'm saying that change is real, and it's not too late. As a matter of fact, that's so funny. I was telling my wife a couple of days ago, we were talking about Valentine's Day, and talking about, you know, of course, I used to do the traditional thing. I usually give the candy and the flowers, and that you just saying, you know, it was nice, but you know, flowers and candy just don't seem to last, you know. And so I said, well, look, let me change up this season. And what I did is I got her a doll. It was a doll from Brazil, as a matter of fact. And the way the doll is made is that, you know, it has a white dress, but then you can flip it over, and the head pops up, and there's another dress. There's another outfit that she has. And also, I gave my wife a book by Dr. Gloria Morrow, which is a book about women's health and how women have to really, especially Christian women, have to protect their health. You know? And also, I gave her a card. But the thing I'm getting to is the fact that it's all about change. I mean, we can't do the same thing and expect different results. And this morning I want to start with a quote by Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. And Dr. Dennis Kimbrough says, and I quote, "Any man or woman who wants to change the circumstances of his or her life must first change from the inside out. They must change the innermost picture they hold of themselves." And I want to say that again, Dr. Kimbrough. "Any man or woman who wants to change the circumstances of his/her life must change from the inside out. They must change the innermost picture they hold of themselves." Okay, and that is so true. I mean, you can't really, I believe, do different things unless you can see yourself be successful. Right now, I'm doing some things in terms of my personal spiritual development. You know, I have drawn up a little personal growth plan for myself, because I really want to go to the next level. And it's so funny, like I said, I gave my wife a little different thing this Valentine's Day. Also, I wrote a poem for her, too, which I would like to share a little later in the program. But the thing is that, you know, you want to really get to a point where you realize that really the first moment of a new day is really the best time, because I know for myself that's when I do my best thinking in the morning. When my head is clear, I don't have to worry about what's going on. I just have that moment to myself, and I think that is so important that we do it. But I think one of the things that I've done for myself in terms of healthy aging and lifelong learning is to really make a self-commitment to be recommitted to myself. And Les Brown in a book called Live Your Dreams, really talks about that. And he says on page 88, he says, when you decide to take life on, it opens up for you. You become aware of things that you were not aware of before. It's similar to the expanded consciousness that comes whenever I commit to a diet. Suddenly, everywhere I look, there's food. The same sort of thing occurs when you buy a new car. Suddenly, you notice cars exactly like it everywhere you go, right? Your consciousness of those similar cars have been expanded because you bought one. When you make a commitment, when your life awareness is expanded, when your consciousness is tuned, opportunities previously unseen begin to appear. If you view all things that happen to you, both good and bad, as opportunities, then you operate out of a high level of consciousness. In this posture, you are running your life rather than running from life. And so I guess what he's saying here, we have to really take charge of our lives and take charge of the things that we can take charge of. In the final analysis, it's really God who directs everything. But, you know, I don't think he wants us to be passive or complacent or stay in our comfort zone and not increase our talents. I think he gives us the talents and abilities, but he wants us to do what we can to develop them, not sit about passively and let happen and change. I don't think it's ever an accident, but, you know, the change that we want is the positive change, and that positive change can be brought about with us really sitting down and really saying what we really want. A lot of times we don't say what we want because we don't want to be disappointed. But the disappointment is not really fulfilling your dreams. And I just want to put one more quote in there. This is from Dr. Benjamin Mays. And this is a beautiful quote because it really talks about our dreams, you know. In the book, Les Brown talks about live your dreams or live your fears. We have a choice. We can live in the positive or we can live in the negative. But the positive and the negative can't exist in the same space at the same time. So if you are positive, that's going to sort of outweigh the negative. And he says here, this is from Dr. Benjamin Mays, but it's in the book by Les Brown. And Dr. Benjamin Mays was an educator. And Dr. Benjamin Mays said, and I quote, "It must be borne in mind that the tragedy of life does not lie in not reaching your goals. The tragedy lies in not having any goals to reach. It is a calamity to die with dreams unfulfilled, but it is a calamity not to dream. It is not a disaster to be unable to capture your ideals, but it is a disaster to have no ideal to capture. It is not a disgrace to reach the stars, to not reach the stars, but it is a disgrace to have no stars to reach." And so, again, I mean, it really goes to the fact that, like Dr. Dennis Kimbrough said in the beginning, it begins from the inside out. You know, what you are marinating inside of you, what are you're thinking about, these thoughts, these dreams that you have, what you're thinking about inside is manifested on the outside. A lot of people say, wow, you know, you really look good and you have like a glow about you. Well, the glow that I have about me is the dreams and hopes that I have for my friends and my family, and they radiate out through me because I want to share it with other people. But it starts with the inside. You got to develop inside if you want to improve the outside. And again, you know, change is good. Change is a good thing. And the thing that I love about it is that no matter how old you get, there's always room for change. No matter how old you get, it's not too late. I think one of the takeaways, one of the lessons that we take from the death of Whitney Houston is the fact that we never know when our time is going to be. And with that in mind, we cannot waste time. We have to make every day count. I'm reading a great book by John C. Maxwell, and it's entitled Make Today Count. Mm-hmm. And in this book, he just talks about making every day count. And I just want to just share one quote, and then I want to just have you respond to some of the things I've said. And this is from John C. Maxwell, and it's from a book. It's entitled Make Today Count. And he says here about thinking. He said here, if you want to become a great thinker, you first need to become a good thinker. Before becoming a good thinker, you need to become a thinker. In order to become a thinker, you need to be willing to first produce a bunch of mediocre and downright bad ideas. Only by practicing and developing your thinking daily will your ideas get better. Your thinking ability is determined not by your desire to think, but by your past thinking. To become a good thinker, do more thinking. Once the ideas start flowing, They get better. Once they get better, they keep improving. And Darren Hardy, in his book, The Compound Effect, says, you know, once we start moving and we gain momentum, there's no stopping us. You know, I find as I gain momentum, I attract people along the way that can help me go even further. So change is good. And change is something that we should look forward to, that we should embrace, because, again, we never know when our time is up. And we don't want to be caught not living our dreams to the full extent that we can. And also understand, and the other part of it is that, you know, no matter how much we want for ourselves, realize that God wants even more than we can ever imagine. And that's a beautiful thing to look forward to. And especially in this part of my life, you know, at 61, I'm going to be 62 this summer, you know, I have no time to waste. But you know what? I feel that I have someone who's working with me every day and helping me to fulfill my destiny. And that's all I want to say right now.
Oh, well, you're like, okay, Alice, here you go, and that's it for now. Oh, man. You know, oh, gosh, you said so many, you dropped so many nuggets of wisdom, but we want to definitely welcome those on the phone lines and those in the chat room. God bless you. Thanks for tuning into the show. If you'd like to ask a question of Professor Terry Benjamin, you'd have to dial in to 347-945-7991. And he is on the phone line, and we can take your comment or your question. But you're so right, Terry. You know, change is important to, you know, see your life, see the success that you want, see it in your mind's eye. That's the concept I, you know, was taught through a couple of people, but one that sticks out is Dr. Wayne Dyer. He really stressed that point, and he really brought it home. If you can conceive it, you can believe it, you can achieve it.
Yes, yes.
Like you said, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, John C. Maxwell, a lot of people have these messages, but until we can get them out to people, you know, it's really not going to do much good. And so, you know, I look at us as, you know, we're helpers.
Oh, thank God.
Like your Maxwells and what have you, because we carry their message as well to other people that otherwise, you know, may not get it or hear it, and it could be life-changing. And, you know, talk about the changing, you know, how you see yourself. You know, I think about as I'm working with people coming out of incarceration. I have to go in deep to help these people see themselves differently. And they've been seeing themselves for the past sometimes 40 years, you know. But because I, you know, believe it, it's helping me because I have to believe that they can see it.
Well, no, guys, I know I met a young man recently in one of my classes who just came out of prison after 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I talked with him. I said, you know, you really need to write a book, and not just, you know, because you want to become a bestseller, but you need to get that out of your system because you went through a whole lot. And you have to understand that we go through trials and tribulations for a reason. And we need to check our progress, you know, not to look in the past, but to look at how far we've come. And that's why I know when I look at my life and I see where I'm at right now, I mean, I know it's a blessing. And I know that I didn't get here by myself. I mean, I got here through the love and the care of mentors and educators and teachers, and also by the grace of God. It's so funny, I was watching the Grammys, and LL Cool J began with a prayer, which was truly unorthodox because I don't think anybody else would even think to do that, but it was a prayer for Whitney Houston, but it was also a prayer for us. And I think it's just so great that you have somebody like LL Cool J from Newark, you have Whitney Houston from New York, excuse me, and you have Whitney Houston from Newark, New Jersey, raised in East Orange, and realizing that our gifts are not just for a local situation. I mean, Lisa, I look at you as a world-class author and educator and teacher, and I look at myself as world-class. It's not just limited to New Jersey or New York or Philadelphia. What we have is really life-changing. The whole concept of Sexy at 60 is a worldwide concept. I didn't come up with that to play small. I'm going to take that to a larger arena, because that's how good it is. Because the thing is that we got to realize that whatever we come up with, a lot of times I think it's just there's a time for a certain thing, there's a time for a certain idea, and right now I think the time is now for renewal. We have to understand that what we did before, it didn't work. You know, I know for myself, I had to humble myself to realize that as smart as I think that I am, there is someone who is smarter than I can ever be. You know, I look at my mind as a pebble in the sand, even smaller than that, you know, because they say we only use 10% of our mental prowess. So what about the other 90% that we wasted? And again, I think that once we realize that our life is not our own to live as we want to, when we stop the selfishness, when we realize that we're here for purpose, and when we find that purpose and we work on that purpose each and every day, we move closer to the life that God has in store for us. And I don't really think that people realize that. They don't realize that, you know, every day we can do something. Every day we can move closer to our dreams and goals. And it's so funny, because when you move toward your dreams and goals, other things open up for you. You know, I was looking at that building on East Jersey Street that you're doing some work in, and I said, I've been past that building many times. I didn't know what that building was about, you know. And now I see there, and I see possibilities, I see opportunities, because, again, we do need a center, some place where people could come and get this information that we're giving every single day. Joel Austin books talks about every day of Friday. But I know for myself, I would write a book entitled Every Day is Sunday, because every day when I do go to church, and most people just go to church Sunday, I've changed it, of course. Now, for me, church is every day, because the spiritual refreshment, the emotional upliftment, you know, the renewal of my mind, my body, and my spirit.
Yes.
I want that every day, and I don't want to just wait for Sunday. So for me, every day is Sunday.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, I totally agree with you, and you know what? You are absolutely you're absolutely right. You know, every day we can do things to move a little bit closer, as long as we got that big picture, we got the vision, and we will feel like we are, you know, get energized. And like you said, once you start moving, other people just start moving with you. And so we are encouraging people today, while you're on this journey to success. And, you know, yes, you want to be a success in life. You have, it's your right. It's your God-given alienable right to be a success. And it doesn't matter where you come from, what you've been through. And so that's what, you know, Professor Terry Benjamin is saying here, that, you know, there's help all around. You can, you know, coming to this show each and every Tuesday morning, that's help. Going to other radio broadcasts, certain movies you can watch, books you can read.
Oh yeah, yeah. And it's so funny, because the movies are even there are Christian films. There are films that are as slick as Hollywood films.
Yeah.
They have the best actors and whatnot, because again, they're doing things on a high level. So no, I mean, there's just so much out there. You know, that may be the problem. There's so much out there, people don't know where to go. You know,
yeah.
Because there's a lot right now. There's a lot out there. A lot of books and magazines and CDs and DVDs and whatnot. You got to be selective, because you can't take it all. So you really have to, I would say, look at people who are successful and then, you know, follow their footsteps. That's all. Read what they read. Talk about what they talk about. Listen to what they listen to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can listen to what they're listening to. I mean, but I think that you are just so, you know, this is just so great. Like you said, that center that we are opening over there in Elizabeth, New Jersey,
yeah.
March 1st, it is open. You can come, people can come and get the training that they want. Now, Terry,
yeah.
This is a dream for me.
Okay.
That I've been dealing with for close to, let's see, I started college in 1990.
Wow.
Dream, prior to 1990, as a matter of fact,
yeah.
When I was working at Valcor Engineering.
Wow.
they had hired me. I got hired there in 87.
Mm-hmm.
1989, I was envisioning my own business. At the time, I thought I would do some type of typing documents.
Oh, my goodness. Well, is that something?
Typing documents for people. Or I thought maybe I would do some type of office supply store. This is right before Staples opened, or right around that time.
Mm-hmm.
And look at how Staples and those kinds of stores had blown up. So it's important sometimes to go with your dream and don't think that just because you don't see anybody else doing things that what you have an idea to do won't fly. Sometimes because the one doing it, that'll make it fly.
and it's so funny because, you know, one of the greatest series of books is a book called, for Dummies, and it's so funny, but the guy who created that, his name is John Kilcullen. You know, he was in a store one day, one night he was at dinner, and he was telling us the people that he heard a customer ask the customer said, do you have any simple books on Microsoft DOS, something like DOS for Dummies? And it was only a passing comment meant as a joke, but it stuck with John Kilcullen. And he did something with it. He launched the Dummies book. And now the Dummies book encompasses the product of over 370 titles in 31 languages with sales of more than 60 million.
Yeah.
You know, you got math for dummies. You got English for dummies. You know, you got Spanish for dummies. And the thing is that, you know, I think what it is this is the point. You know, there are many people who have good ideas, but they never put action behind it, okay? An idea without action is just a dream. But when you put the idea with action, that's destiny right there. And what you did, you had the idea, you put action with it, and you fulfilled your destiny because you were meant to have what you have right now. You were meant to have that, but you had to put action with that plan, and you put action with the plan, and see where you're at right now. So I'll definitely be there at the open house. I can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait! And you know, I thought about you the moment this was all going down because, you know, people like yourself, you know, a lot of times I've been talking about some things for a long time, you know, but eventually that's why I want to encourage people that, you know, no matter how foolish it sounds, no matter how long it seems like it's going to take, I cannot state it over and over again. I guess my next book will be entitled "Don't Give Up on Your Dream." Now, even though it's not a office supply store, so to speak, it could be if I just put some office supplies in there and put a for sale sign, because it could be whatever it wants to be. But, you know, but the training, you know, as I was being developed, as you're waiting on that dream, you're not just sitting back. So I wasn't just sitting somewhere waiting for the office supply store to develop. I was busy doing things, going to school, learning, growing. And so what happened?
Right.
Well, there's another opportunity for the training. And so, you know, this show, what you're talking about today, change is hard sometimes, you know. It's hard because we have to wait and things of that nature. But we only have just a couple minutes left. Those who are on the phone line, you actually have a few minutes longer. We have about 5-10 minutes past the regular show time. But if you're in the chat room, you would have to call in to still listen.
Yes.
But the call 347-945-7991, and you'd have to call in now, 347-945-7991. But yes, go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to really, you know, read this poem again. I wrote this morning for my wife, and it's real quick. I just want to read it. It says here, it's entitled "Affirmation Prayer," and this is for Vanessa, who is my wife. And it says here, "I can change. It's not too late. I don't have to accept what life has given me so far. I can be renewed. I can be reborn. It's not too late. I must realize that there is no time to waste. What I say I want, I have to want it more than just talking about it. I must take actions and know my actions will be blessed if those actions are righteous, knowing that they will they will provide the greatest good for myself and others, knowing that prayer and meditation work, knowing that I am a child of God and He truly directs my steps. It is He who leads me to the education I need to be better, because he is with me. I am never alone. He has shown me the greatest love because he loved me when I didn't know how to love myself. He is truly the great I am. There is nobody greater. And I end here with Psalms 34:80, which reads, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. I am truly blessed. And that is affirmation prayer for my wife on Valentine's Day.
How about you? Aww. Happy Valentine's Day. How beautiful. I tell you, isn't that wonderful, y'all? You got your awesome husband coming on national, international radio saying, wow, you go, boy.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, Lisa, yes, I mean, again, I just want to, you know, thank you and thank God and thank my wife and family for really, you know, helping me, you know, go through my transition and seeing what come out on the other end, because I was restless for a long time, just really restless, you know, and not knowing why. And but now I feel a calmness that I've never experienced. You know, it's like being in a 24-hour spa. You know, I feel rested. I feel renewed. I feel younger. Hey, how about that?
Hey, you'll be sexy back in Philly again. But you know what? Here's a thing. My niece, I'm not my niece, but my stepdaughter, God bless her, Felicia, she had posted on Facebook, she had said that there was an article in the March issue of Essence on Whitney Houston, and it was titled Welcome Back Whitney, Welcome Back Whitney in the Spotlight. And she says, my stepdaughter is saying that Whitney speaks on Aaliyah, and she says, in quote, God needed her more.
And my
stepdaughter just put her comment there, you know, so sad. And then I put a comment, I says, you know, wow. And I was just thanking her for sharing that. And I said, I can't wait to read it. I said, but I am reminded of our teaching through the Word of God that does say that this home is not ours.
We didn't
hear today. Mm-hmm. We were instructed to not get comfortable here.
We were
commanded to not get, we were commanded, instructed, and encouraged to not get, and sometimes reprimanded when we got too comfortable. We were also encouraged to just love people, help people, show his glory through our talents, our gifts, our skills, and our abilities while we're here. And so, you know, I just wanted to, you know, put that out there that, you know, Whitney, God bless her, you know, God may she rest in peace, you know. We knew she loved the Lord. We thank God for her.
And
she preached her own funeral. If you watched the 2010.
I saw that. Yeah, that you put up there,
If you watched that ending, the lady preached her own funeral. And what I love about it is that she said, you know, and God bless you all. It was like, you know, a charge, a final message. Here's the word I'm telling you.
Wow, that's great. And it's so funny. And just, you know, the pastor that I'm really fellowshipping with now, Pastor Lawrence Powell, he says that the Bible is, he breaks it down, you know, to, makes an acronym, B-I-B-L-E. He says that the Bible is a basic instruction before leaving Earth.
Yes.
Basic instruction before leaving Earth. And so basically what we're doing here is preparation for a new life. And I didn't understand that
for a transition. Like you said, I thank God for my wife for helping me make a transition. And that's what made me refer to my stepdaughter's article because it was about Whitney, who just made a transition. That's all.
Yes, that's all. That's all it is. And the thing is, and that's why, you know, I'm not sad, about what happened. It's just unexpected, and I think about her family. And as a matter of fact, I'm looking at on page 14 of Essence magazine. I'm looking at it says here, Whitney in the spotlight again. Whitney Houston is still a cast writer for the much anticipated remake of Sparkle. That's a beautiful picture of her here. And it's just the thing is, you know, I think that every day, you know, everything is a lesson. And I always tell my students, you know, after we have a class, in the class, we're saying, what is the takeaway?
What are you
different? You know,
But see, here's the thing. What are we doing with our life? You know, because we all know that, okay, yes, we could all leave here at any day. So it's But it's not so much about when or how. It's about what are you doing with now?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing with now? I mean, you know, that's what I think that one of the messages that should be so important to everyone is now. Because you only have now.
Yeah, right. I mean, because they can say it's a present. And again, it is a present, you know. That's what I mean. Our whole life is, as far as I'm, is a gift, you know. It's a gift from God. It's a present from God. I told you my story. My mother had me when she was, 16 years old. You know, she was a baby. You know, and so therefore I know my life again is a situation where I'm blessed to be alive. You know.
And she probably thought that was a strange thing back then, but today, so many people have babies. 13, 14. Your mother was old.
Right. In retrospect.
In retrospect, your mom was like a senior citizen almost. But
of course, yes. But again, I mean, life is so accelerated right now, you know. It moves so fast that we get lost. We get lost and when we fall behind. But never get up. And if we fall down, you got to get up. You know, Les Brown says, you know, if you fall, make sure you fall on your back so you can look up. If you can look up, you can get up.
You know, you gotta get up, get back in line, and if you don't know how, like what Professor Terry Benjamin has said here today, in the part of his message today, if you don't know how, ask for help.
Please, yes.
My biggest cry to people: give up trying to do it on your own.
Oh, yeah,
it's too hard for you.
It don't work. I mean, I wouldn't mind if it worked. You know, I think a lot of times we got to humble ourselves. And I think one of the things about being courageous, especially being courageous in the Lord, you have to admit to yourself that, you know, that you could be wrong. Okay? A lot of people don't want to admit that they're wrong. You know, but I think to accept God is to admit that, you know what, maybe I haven't done this the right way. Maybe I need a change. And then you start moving in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Especially if somebody is as old as me, you know, I'm 61 years old, thinking that I know it all or know a lot, and be willing to say, well, you know what, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I need to see things in a different light. You know, that takes courage, because now I got to go and look back through my life and see what I have to do. But you know what, I know how to let go of the past, and I know how to move to my future. So I'll be all right.
Well, you know what? We want to help people. That's why, you know, we're opening up this training center, the PSUI training center over in Elizabeth, New Jersey on 11th Jersey. We want to help people. So we want you to come. Please, we thank you for staying with us, you know, a few extra minutes here on the broadcast today. You know, we'll be back on Thursday morning as well, 7 o'clock same time. But make sure if you are in the New Jersey area and you're able to stop by, we'll have activities going on all week long, celebrating the open house. We'll have literature there, and we'll have things online as well. So some of the workshops will be duplicated online for those of you who live outside of the New Jersey area and you're not able to get there, or your favorite lesson is not being taught. So we're going to have all kinds of people coming in doing training. Professor Terry Benjamin will certainly come do a class on
this. Oh, I'd love to. Please. I'd love to do that.
That's what the center is for. It's an institute of learning. And again, it so speaks to all that we've been talking about. Healthy learning is never too late. I'm close to my 60s. I'm doing this now. I was a high school dropout. Did not like education. Thought it was for the birds. Thought all teachers were just, you know, stupid. I never cared. So for God to put me, you know, around educated people like yourself and so many others, yesterday when I went down to Essex for a moment, stopping in to speak to Dr. Mamie Bridgeforth, here's a woman who's chairperson, and you know her very well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
This woman and I are good friends, and, you know, it's just amazing to me. Even my husband, God, you know, he put me with a husband whose whole family, they're into education. Every single
That's
one of them
That's
are
great.
Either
That's
children,
so great.
Guidance counselors. So it just goes to show you, you know, you just never know. You have no clue. Just keep living.
Mm-hmm.
You got to talk about that healthy, you know, living healthy too. I mean, sure, there are healthy people who have heart attacks. We realize that.
Yeah, of course. Well,
there are healthy
of course.
Who have car accidents, plane crashes. We know that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
We can't say what tomorrow's going to be, but we know what we can do today. And what
exactly.
we can do today is to try to take as good as care as we can of these bodies that we have to carry around the spirit in. And
yes.
that's our charge. That's your charge. That's my charge. And we must try to fulfill it as best. We're not going to be perfect at it, but we got to fulfill it as if we're perfect.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a beautiful thing. And again, I really commend you on the center, and I know that's going to attract a lot of attention. I will definitely be there to give you 150% support because I believe in what you're doing, and I believe in lifelong learning. And I believe in healthy aging, and I think we need to put those two together. You know, senior citizens know that, you know, it's not the time for you to sit back and grow old and die. It's time for you to share what you know so you can help other future generations.
Now, that's big right there. Now, that's big. Now, that's a big message right there. So
yeah.
With that said, we only have a couple of minutes left to the show, but that's a powerful message. Share what you know. These older people have to be encouraged that they have something to say. So, well, we thank you for, you know, tuning in. Again, there's about a couple minutes left, and I did neglect to ask if any of our callers wanted to make a comment. We certainly wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day. And if you wanted to, you have about 40 seconds. If you hit your number one key, I will open up your phone line. If you'd like to ask a question, we are here for about 2 minutes total time, but if you had a burning question that you'd like to ask, please.
And it also is always Facebook, so you know definitely you know this is.
Sure.
I mean, this lesson is going to be you know repeated and archived, so you know we'll keep in touch.
Yes, we will. Okay. Well, if no one has any questions, I tell you we did it again. Thank God for another opportunity. Go out. I know some of you will be going to dinner tonight like I will be doing.
Yes.
With my boo. I'm so happy about it. And I thank God. I got a boo. I thank God. He's been so good to us. And again, we know that Friday there's going to be a big, gigantic funeral for Ms. Whitney Houston in Newark at the Prudential Center.
And also on Thursday, there's a special on Oprah Winfrey's own
really?
TV station from 9 to 2 hours.
Wow.
On Whitney. You know, and also really sort of, I guess, replaying that interview that she did, she did with her some time ago, you know. It was very, very insightful.
I'm sad, but I'm also excited to see that she got an opportunity to do what so many others won't be able to do. But she did it. She stood before the world and said,
yes, yes.
I love Jesus. Oh, I'm so happy about that. I could shout. And
yeah, well, again, that's great.
That's wonderful. I mean, she got to shout it to the world. And because of her death, it's being magnified even more. And there's a lot of people who went on and passed away, but they weren't able to do that. So not for nothing. She did. Even in her death, she is still making a powerful impact. People are going to play that for a long time. And so
yeah, like
we
I
have
said,
to give God praise for her
right.
following his footsteps in going before the people and the world, saying,
regardless
of what happened to me.
New Jersey's own.
Yeah, this is, yeah, she said, this is who I really am. I don't know what y'all think I am. No, honey, I'm his child, and he loves me. And
oh,
I just,
so great.
Ain't that something? All right.
It's wonderful.
Yes, we'll be back on Thursday morning. For those of you who can come back with us, have a wonderful, wonderful, happy Thanksgiving Tuesday. And Terry will see you on Tuesday next week. Be blessed.
Yes. And we'll be talking before then, though.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Now,
thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget,
to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Felisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m.